Management of the pyoderma gangrenosum needs admission of the patient first. We are going to give the general measures to the patient, that is bed rest, analgesia, cleaning the wound, do the dressing. Then specific treatment include steroids. This is the first line of the treatment for the pyoderma gangrenosum, in which we can give topical corticosteroid or calcineurin inhibitors such as tacrolimus. We can also give systemic corticosteroid if there are multiple ulcers or extensive ulcers. Even intralesional steroids can also be given. For systemic steroid, we can give it in a dose of 0.1 to 1 mg per kg per day, or even pulse steroid therapy can be given in severe cases. We can also add immunosuppressive therapy such as cyclosporine, azathioprine, mycophenolate, mofetil, methotrexate. Other modalities of the treatment include dapsone, colchicine, tetracycline, thalidomide. And the third line treatment include TNF-alpha inhibitors, ustekinumab, IV immunoglobulins. Interleukin-1 antagonist, that is anakinra, can be given in those cases where it is associated with PAPA or PASH syndromes. Other treatments include hyperbaric oxygen and even skin grafting if the ulcers are not healing. Usually these takes months to years for the resolution of the ulcer of pyoderma gangrenosum and can become chronic with relapsing remitting course.